Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Cats with you here Sunday morning. Washington, what the heck is going on? What if this morning is one of the smartest guys I know that survived Washington? Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, college professor, historian, and a great American, and now lives at the Vatican with whose wife is the ambassador. Good morning, Speaker Gingrich. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and Costa's doing a great job representing America, since she's a devout Catholic, this is like a perfect job for her. She really loves it. And frankly, I watched this last week in Washington. Chris and I sat and watched the televised coverage of Attorney General Barr's event. And afterwards, I tweeted that they ought to have a new rule, that a hearing has to involve listening to the witness, and they ought to call what they did the other day a speaking, not a hearing, because the Democrats figured out very quickly that Barr was so smart and so well-briefed that he was going to make them look stupid. So they just wouldn't let him talk. I mean, it was amazing. I don't remember ever seeing a hearing that was run like that, and it was that nasty and that dishonest. But despite it, the Republicans kept yielding him enough time, and I thought the Attorney General, who is very smart, I thought on balance he won and the Democrats lost. And the key question is simple. You know, if a mob wants to burn down a U.S. federal courthouse, should we stop them and save the courthouse, or should we just step to one side and let them burn down the courthouse? And if you're going to do that, how many courthouses do they get to burn down before we have to do something? And I think the Democrats, they couldn't engage because they know that the more they are the pro-criminal party and the more they're the anti-police party, the more they're out on a limb that they can't, in the long run, can't win on.
I can't understand the American people, the ones that are supporting what's going on in the Democratic Party. You know, we both know a lot of those Democrats, and a lot of them used to be common sense Americans, and it seems like all common sense has just gone down the sewer.
Yeah, I think what's happened is that beginning in the early 1960s at Berkeley with Herbert Marcuse and other radicals, you've just had three generations of people learning things that aren't true, becoming really deeply immersed in anti-Americanism. And you look at the New York Times, where the act of publishing one article by a conservative senator got an editor fired. This is a newspaper that 7 days a week is publishing liberal articles and radical articles. In fact, published the other day an article by a Chinese communist apologist. You know, you can publish the Chinese communist dictatorship, but you can't publish a U.S. senator who's conservative. And apparently the younger reporters went crazy. You know, and this is what's going on around the country. In fact, I do podcasts at Gingrich 360, and I'm doing a series now called Shut Your Mouth. And I'm just taking case after case after case where people are losing their jobs. I mean, it's absolutely astounding, the pressure that's being put on people to conform to left-wing totalitarianism.
Mr. Speaker, the other media we have now is social media, and it seems like they're creating their own situation where they determine what goes out and what doesn't go out.
That's, of course, where programs like yours are really important. I mean, if it wasn't for talk radio and Fox News and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, we would be in really bad trouble. But frankly, because of the nature of the modern media and the fact that there are so many new ways to communicate, you know, I do podcasts. I just wrote a book called Trump and the American Future. We do 3 newsletters a week. And lots of people are communicating with each other and basically weakening dramatically the power of the Washington Post and the New York Times and the big networks. And I think that's going to continue. In my new book on Trump and the American Future, I have a whole chapter on the news media disintegrating. And nowadays I describe them as propaganda media, because I don't think there's no news media in the New York Times at a newsroom anymore. It's all propaganda. And you can see this if you watch them floundering right now, because the more the president does to get COVID under control, the more they have to find some new way of measuring what we should be doing. And they're really, I think, trapped in the cycle where anything Trump does has to be bad because they have to defeat him. And anything he does good can't be covered because that might help him get reelected. And I think if he does get reelected, which I think he will, I think some of the news media people, you know, may just disintegrate and move to New Zealand or something.
The other thing I don't understand, Mr. Speaker, is the fact that we're down to, 95 days, 94 days. I lose track of time after this, before the election. And the U.S. attorney that was working on indictments of people that lied in Washington and did certain crimes in Boston, and the other U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh, that was investigating the Ukraine matter. It seems like nothing's going to happen because about the unofficial rule that there can't be any indictments 90 days before an election.
No, that only counts for elected officials. That doesn't count. No, in other words, if you're an FBI executive or if you're were working for the CIA, you're fair game up to the day before the election. The ground rule has always been that you don't indict an elected official in the last 90 days before an election because they have no way of clearing their name. And it does very dramatic damage to them if they're innocent. The system is really screwed up. I cannot tell our audience too strongly that we have very severe problems in the senior bureaucracy, and that Barr has done a good job of very calmly and very methodically starting to straighten it out. But it is a mess.
It's a big mess. We got a minute or two left. What else would you like to tell the American people?
Well, I actually think that we should be much prouder and pay much more attention. I'm going to give you my pitch here for a second, because I really love space. We just launched our 9th lander to Mars. Think about that. We've had 9 ships now. We're the only country in the world that's landed anybody in any system on Mars. We've already landed 8. The new one is the size of a small car, and it has on it a helicopter. So that, because Mars does have a thin but a real atmosphere. So I personally am excited because I see us moving very methodically to get back to the moon and stay there permanently and have, by 2024, the first American female astronaut to ever land on the moon. And I'm very excited that I see us moving towards Mars. So to me, this was a really happy week as somebody who really loves space and the concept of space.
Speaker Newt Gingrich, or former Speaker Newt Gingrich, thank you for everything you continue to do for our country and speak out for the truth. And I'm glad you're at the Vatican because we all need some prayers.
Now, listen, I'm thrilled always to talk to you and look forward to getting back home so I know you can come and be in the studio with you.
Well, we've got new studios at WABC and we look forward to seeing you.
Great. Take care.
Thank you. This is the Cash Roundtable. We'll be right back.